Born in 1857, a youngster growing up in the Wakarusa Valley refused to attend school. He was a child of the outdoors, helping his father in farming, hunting, and trapping, and often visiting an Indian village nearby. Illiterate at 17, this young man met a learned stranger who complimented his ability to identify birds. The young man now realized the need to become literate, sold his cattle, and began to study in earnest. He soon attended Kansas Normal School in Emporia and graduated in 1877. A short, young professor from the new University of Kansas visited with him and made an impression. The professor was Francis Huntington Snow. The student was Lewis Lindsay Dyke. And Dyke was resolved to study under Snow. Like most entering students of that time, Dyke would have to take preparatory schoolwork before being allowed into the actual college courses. Snow was an entomologist and offered $1 apiece to students who brought him a new species of insect. With his knowledge of nature, Dyke was a super collector. Professor Snow became his mentor, using him on student field trips and eventually making Dyke an instructor in zoology before Dyke had graduated. Snow had worked hard to establish the first museum collections. Dyke continued, becoming the premier collector of animals. He was good in taxidermy. They collected bison and wild turkey, expecting that they would become extinct and that only the few preserved in museums would be left to study. Dyke traveled to the Smithsonian to study taxidermy under their expert, William Temple Hornaday. He returned to become the best taxidermist in Kansas, both skilled and imaginative. By 1891, the U.S. Army had Dyke mount the remains of Comanche, a cavalry horse that survived the Little Bighorn Battle where Custer's 7th Cavalry met defeat. And that horse remains on display today at the university. Dyke then assembled the array of mounted specimens for the Kansas exhibit at the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. It was a national hit. Dyke was becoming more refined in manner. He grew into an excellent lecturer with an eloquent voice. He delivered lectures across Kansas, often to the Grange, and illustrated with lantern slides, first describing the World's Fair, and later his adventures to Greenland in 1895, and on the Peary Relief Expedition. One of the flyers read, "Dr. Dyke has made 16 expeditions into the Arctic zone and has killed more of the large animals in that region than any man now living." In 1897, the Populist Party gained control of the Kansas State Legislature and cut general appropriations funds. When the bill cleared both houses, Dyke's salary was the only faculty salary not cut. In 1910, Dyke became the Kansas Fish and Game Warden, enlarging the state fish hatchery at Pratt. He was behind legislation protecting endangered species and setting hunting seasons. He gained national prominence, speaking for wildlife conservation. There are many more stories to be told about those panorama displays in Dyke Natural History Museum on the KU campus and in the science collections housed out of sight behind them. A childhood in the woods is great, kids, but please, don't wait until you're 17 to go to school.